healthcare personnel immunization programs. Vaccination is an essential component of effective OHPs as it helps to prevent the spread of communicable diseases. The CDC has published guidelines for the immunization of HCP, stating that any medical facility or organization that provides direct patient care is encouraged to formulate a comprehensive immunization policy for all HCP. When used appropriately, vaccines prevent infection caused by preventable pathogens in the majority of otherwise healthy adults. In healthcare facilities, susceptibility among HCP to vaccine-preventable diseases can have devastating consequences. HCP who acquire vaccine-preventable diseases may not only suffer morbidity and mortality as a result of infection, but they may also serve as vectors for transmitting disease to other HCP or patients. Vaccines are also highly cost-effective, particularly for HCP who may be at increased risk of contracting the disease themselves or of transmitting it to high-risk patients. In APIC Text 105, Immunization of Healthcare Personnel, research related to vaccination efficacy in otherwise normal, healthy adults and related employer cost savings are discussed. For example, the HBV vaccine has an 85% to 95% efficacy rate. This makes vaccination of HCP cost-effective due to preventable infections, 4,411 episodes/100,000 workers over 5 years, and deaths. Goals of HCP immunization programs. One priority for healthcare facilities is to provide as safe an environment as possible for both employees and patients, including prevention of disease transmission between HCP and patients. As already mentioned, HCP are at risk of acquiring diseases through the nature of their work, but many of these diseases are vaccine preventable. That alone provides a significant reason for favoring establishment of an effective HCP immunization program. An effective HCP immunization program should have the following goals: achieve high rates of immunization. For HCP mandatory vaccines chosen by the individual facility, the desirable goal is 100% immunization. The only exceptions should be for individuals with physician/practitioner documented medical contraindications, acceptable proof of immunity, or religious objections. Devise and implement specific vaccine policies. The facility should determine which diseases to include in the program. The identified diseases should have specific immunization policies addressing them with regard to HCP. Local regulations may dictate these policies. Provide education about vaccines. Education begins with employee and occupational health policies regarding vaccine-preventable diseases. HCP need to be fully informed regarding the benefits and risks of a vaccine before receiving it. In addition, there must be continuing educational updates as new information on existing vaccines emerges or new vaccines become available. Facility-specific data on HCP immunization rates and disease outbreaks caused by vaccine-preventable diseases at periodic intervals should be communicated to all HCP. Justify the cost. A successful immunization program can justify its cost by demonstrating the cost-effectiveness of prevention versus the cost of controlling disease outbreaks. Immunization incentives and compliance. Even when healthcare facilities require immunization and make vaccines available to physicians and staff members, compliance is often poor. Therefore, special efforts must be made if high immunization rates among HCP are to be achieved. Because compliance is often poor, the IP must collaborate with occupational health to track HCP vaccination status or proof of immunity. It is especially important to track which HCP are not up to date with recommended vaccines. In addition to encouraging them to become vaccinated, they may also need to be subject to work restrictions. For example, an HCP without immunity to chickenpox, has not had chickenpox or received the varicella vaccine, would typically be restricted from caring for patients with shingles. It is important to make immunization programs as appealing as possible to HCP. A key way to do this is to subsidize the cost of the vaccines, as HCP are more likely to consider immunization if there is no cost to them. To justify the cost of an immunization program to members of facility leadership, the IP can present cost analysis data on the benefits of immunization versus the associated cost of vaccine-preventable outbreaks in the facility. By the nature of their work, the IP is well placed to monitor HCP concerns regarding the immunization program. Monitoring HCP expectations and concerns might include providing time for questions and answers on vaccinations at mandated educational programs and asking HCP about their concerns regarding immunization. Setting up booths to promote the institution's immunization program, example, during International Infection Prevention Week. Sending surveys to HCP to elicit information on compliance with the immunization program, including reasons for and against compliance. This information can be disseminated to the administration and back to HCP with targeted goals for improvement. Key point: information sent from surveys about immunization programs should include overall compliance rates together with common reasons for and against compliance. This information shouldn't be used for retaliation against non-compliant employees, as doing so would harm the IP's standing in the facility. Healthcare facilities are faced with not only the responsibility of formulating policies regarding immunization of their employees, but also designing strategies to monitor compliance. Forms of enforcement may include sending notices to non-compliant HCP to inform them that they do not have the required vaccines, periodically following up with HCP who have declined vaccinations for medical reasons to evaluate whether the contraindications still apply, requiring vaccinations as a condition of employment, removing individuals from the schedule who do not comply with required immunizations within a designated time period, relating compliance with performance appraisals or credentialing, enforcing disciplinary action for HCP who fail to receive required vaccines, unless there are medical contraindications. When more extreme measures are used, such as disciplinary action, it is important to consult with the legal department to ensure that existing labor laws and agreements are not being violated. Assessing screening and immunization programs. A comprehensive, data and outcome-driven quality assessment and performance improvement, QAPI, program as discussed in detail elsewhere, can be used to assess HCP screening and immunization programs. QAPI-S should evaluate outcomes to determine whether the goals of the screening and immunization program are being met. The IP should use best available evidence to measure the program's relative success. This can be accomplished by collecting feedback from HCP using surveys as well as performance monitoring data, such as immunization compliance rates. This information can reveal existing barriers to achieving 100% HCP immunization, accepting persons with valid contraindications, acceptable proof of immunity, or religious objections. Common barriers can be addressed by scheduling convenient times for HCP immunizations, subsidizing the HCP vaccine costs, and providing educational programs about vaccinations. However, an immunization program may fail to perform as intended for other reasons, such as institutional and organizational issues. If institutional leadership does not support an immunization program for its employees, the chance for its success is lower. Institutional support must be in the form of specific immunization requirements for employees, effective monitoring of compliance, and financial backing for the program. Medical issues. Concern over adverse effects of vaccines can serve as a strong deterrent to immunization. This concern may be based on misconceptions regarding vaccines in general. It is important to counsel employees with valid medical contraindications and/or religious exemptions about the risks they may face and to provide work restrictions according to the most current IPC and occupational health guidelines for exposures. HCP-specific issues. The fact that HCP work in a medical setting can worsen some misconceptions about specific vaccines. For example, HCP may errantly fear contracting a disease from a live vaccine. As long as the vaccine is not contraindicated, that is if the HCP is pregnant, that concern is not based in fact, but may still contribute to poor vaccination compliance rates in HCP. The CDC encourages the use of immunization quality improvement projects, IQIPs, to generate measurable vaccination coverage increases, specifically for the human papillomavirus, HPV, and in pregnant women, influenza and pertussis. IQIPs also seek to reduce disparities in vaccination coverage associated with race, ethnicity, health insurance, or any other factor resulting in less than optimal coverage. NHIP assists and supports healthcare providers in identifying opportunities to improve vaccine uptake and determining options for improving immunization delivery practices. An assessment of HCP screening and immunization programs should focus on how to improve processes so that persistent or systemic problems can be avoided. Program interventions can be used to determine effectiveness and efficiency and can show whether proactive approaches or retrospective analysis can further improve program quality.